And this week, California became the first state to provide emergency relief funds to undocumented immigrants. 150,000 of them will receive a one-time payment of $500. Helping to get the word out is Radio Indígena, a radio station in Oxnard, California, probably where your strawberries are coming from, that's been keeping indigenous farm workers who may not speak English or Spanish in the loop about the coronavirus. Genevieve Flores-Haro is the associate director. Hi, Genevieve.
Hi, how are you?
And just, you know, this is fascinating. First of all, this radio station, are your listeners pretty exclusively these workers?
We get a mix of different listeners just because our programming is broadcast in multiple languages. Mixteco, Zapoteco, Purépecha, Spanish and English.
Yeah. And you estimate there are about 20,000 indigenous immigrants in Ventura County alone. And these, I'm sure, make up the bulk of your listeners. How important is this communication to these farm workers who probably have communities through church, through, the farms that they work at, but maybe even some of those are shut down right now? So how important is it to reach them?
It's very important to reach farm workers that do speak indigenous languages, given the nature that these languages are oral. So your typical flyer, whether it's in English or Spanish, one won't reach them. But even if you put the flyer in Mixteco, there's no written form. And so we found that audio and video have been a really critical way of reaching farm workers with important information that changes daily.
Yeah, let's listen to a clip from a broadcast you put out recently in Mixteco, just one of, you know, the many languages you mentioned, explaining what the coronavirus is and how to take precautions. Let's listen.
Coronavirus yoki inque esana kivikani inyo tanundi kio tacho. Nasami coronavirus yoki que kai dichikan kani tai vinjiba andi kio tacho.
We can catch words here and there, but as you said, this isn't Spanish. This is an indigenous language. And Genevieve, you know, some people might say, well, who doesn't know about the coronavirus? But these people might not.
Yeah, and that's what's been our experience going through this with our community the last couple of weeks. It was, you know, food's coming off the shelf. I can't find toilet paper. What's going on? And then informing people that, you know, there is this virus that's going on. These are the precautions you need to take. This is, you know, the reality. But a lot of folks were not aware.
Wow. To see toilet paper disappearing and not know why. And we understand there's not even a word for virus in Mixteco.
That's correct. You know, Mixteco, across the different variants, there is no direct translation. You have to describe what it is. So you have to describe the symptoms. You can say that it's like the flu because there is a word for flu. You just have to try and get as close as you can to what virus in English means.
Well, and this is a very important time for the state that needs them, for them that need the work, because we're getting into, as we said, strawberry season, huge crop where you are there in Oxnard, and the pay changes. Explain that.
Yeah, so right now we're in what's called the piece rate season. So outside of the piece rate season, typically farm workers get paid hourly. But with the piece rate season, they are paid based off of the boxes that they pick. So there's an urgency to pick as many boxes as you can in order to bring home a bigger paycheck, essentially.
But as these workers find out about the virus through the radio station and, you know, elsewhere, you know, first of all, do they see any irony in the fact that, you know, most of the state is scrambling to stock up and batten down the hatches, and they're being told that they're essential when so many of them are, you know, unwelcome at other times. And also when they're being sent out into a pandemic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've spoken with farm workers at my organization where they're completely aware of that. And for them, the reality is, yes, they've been given this new title as heroic, but the reality for them, much like grocery workers, is at the end of the day, it's about putting food on the table. At the end of the day, it's about being able to pay their rent. But it's definitely not lost on them that even outside of this pandemic, you know, you had a federal administration that was telling them that they don't belong, that they should go back home, that they're not upstanding people. And so, yeah, it's definitely not lost on the community that we serve. You know, we, in our connections, see leaders who, you know, have a social media following, and, you know, they are able to post a picture of them out in the fields and just reminding folks like, hey, like, we're here and it's these hands that feed you.
Yeah. How, you know, this could end in so many ways. It could be the thing we're hearing about that happens after huge crises, which is that there's change for workers, as there was, you know, after the 1917-18 flu, as there was after the Depression. You know, we can have the New Deal, a sense, a better appreciation of workers after they've worked through things like this. Or, I mean, there could be an outbreak in one of these areas and it could spread like wildfire. But what's your sense, what's your hope for what happens? Because people might pay attention to where their strawberries coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for many folks, they don't really think about the worker that picked their food, or they don't really think about the worker that packed their little clam of strawberries or raspberries. And so, you know, my hope after all this is done is that we see real change for farm workers. We see whether that's in terms of healthcare access, whether that's in terms of disability or unemployment benefits, whether it's in terms of just even their workplace, and how can we better support farm workers so that that workplace is safe and they have access to clean water, clean bathrooms, things of that nature. I think we are on the precipice of some major changes that are totally overdue for our farm workers who are there, you know, not just during a pandemic, but they're out there during wildfires, they're out there during the rainy season, making sure that, you know, it's their hands that feed us as a country.
That's Genevieve Flores-Haro talking about some of the challenges farm workers are facing. We'll link you to her group, the Mixteco Indigenous Community Organizing Project in Oxnard, and their radio station at hearnow.org. Genevieve, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.